Welcome into the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. 9:17, Scott Hardy, glad to be with you here on another gorgeous afternoon. And in studio now, it is a Wednesday morning, so that means we get more of the knowledge and the joie de vie that is brought to us here by Laura Sievert-Hesseltine, the Executive Director of Arts Quincy. Glad to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be here.
You look full of business, but yet very, very nice in that blue dress with the black polka dots. So,
well, you know, I had a big day yesterday. We had our annual meeting yesterday, and I have to say we decided, oh, we'll have it during the lunch hour. We'll have it on Zoom so that more people can tune in on all that. And what else happened yesterday at noon during the lunch hour? Do you know?
Apparently I don't.
That upstaged my annual meeting.
Oh, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Taylor and Travis during my annual meeting. We got bad blood. It's up. No, I love the story, but it was just really funny because everybody on the call all of a sudden was like on their phones, and I was like, what's going on here?
Well,
and the big news during my annual meeting. But let me tell you the headlines from the annual meeting in case you missed it, because you were scrolling Taylor stuff and that big old ring and all that loveliness.
Yeah.
Is Arts Quincy had a fantastic year. All of our income categories are up. Our membership, you guys have really stepped up and contributed to make up the whole from what we lost on the federal funding level. But the biggest one is our programs were up 27% from the prior year, which is, for a staff of three, a huge, huge deal. We have done a lot to make sure all of that donation that comes in the door goes right back out to support people in the community. We're doing more in schools. We're doing more in the veterans home. We're doing more in nursing homes across the region. And we're at more community events than ever. So that's the big headline. And if you want to be a part of making sure that those numbers grow again next year and that we're doing even more programming, hop on and become a member at Arts Quincy, because your support makes that happen. And if I haven't mentioned it lately, if you donate this year, whether it's your first time or your, you know, millionth time, you are entered to win that humongous, beautiful amethyst ring from Emerald City Jewelers. It's 15 karat amethyst. And this beauty, I went and saw it yesterday. Maybe I visit it sometimes. I mean, I had some other things to do there, but Sherry and the crew make me feel good, and I get to try on these pretty rings. It's a 15-carat rectangle cut. I'm sure it has a better cut. I think it's called emerald cut amethyst in 14-carat gold worth almost $3,000. So it's a good time to donate at Arts Quincy. You could have basically the same size ring as Taylor in amethyst. If you donate this year, so
right, and if you want to get married, you can go to a backyard garden in Niota and do the same thing.
Absolutely, so. And you know what, amethyst would be a good, you know, non-traditional stone to get engaged. And if you came at me with this giant ring, I'd be like, yes.
Sure is. Another great way that you can help out Arts Quincy as well is by signing up to get the board game Quincyopoly.
Oh, yeah. Quincyopoly. We are almost done with pre-orders, and I'm telling you, I'm only ordering more like 10% more than we are pre-ordering, because you know, we have to make sure that we don't lose money on a fundraiser. It's a good call. But people are buying them like crazy. It's such a cute board. We're almost done with the entire design. It's got all of the Quincy icons on it. You got the John Wood Mansion, and you got the Pepsi time for Pepsi sign, and you've got Nap Hide, and I can't think of all of them off the top of my head. My favorite one, I think I have mentioned, well, a couple of things. If you're looking for a tax refund from the City of Quincy, when you pass Go, City of Quincy and Mayor Leonard Moore is sponsored Go, so you get paid from the city. You always wanted that, right?
Right.
My favorite funny one, and it's because I thought of it, and then we had to go ask them if they would do it, and they were totally on board, is across the street here, Hilbing. Auto Body, you know, their slogan has always been take it to Hilbing. So instead of having a jail, we have take it to Hilbing. So your car got bunged up, something happened to it.
Nice.
And you gotta take it to Hilbing for a turn. So
what piece that I would love to play as would be a like a crumpled up paper bag with a stain on it from the Made Right.
Ooh, a Made Right bag, yeah.
Yeah. After
I mean, that's...
and in order to get it, you have to ask somebody, and they'll like
What do you want, hon? So you got to get that full experience.
Man, I haven't been to Maid-Rite in a while, and I was just telling my husband that he's like, he's only lived in Quincy for a couple of years, and I was like, you know, you really haven't lived in Quincy until you've been to the Maid-Rite.
Exactly.
So, you
gotta go.
It's a thing. It's a whole thing. So anyway, get that board. Because of our awesome sponsors, and I got to say, awesome sponsors. I mean, in some of the sponsors, like Mercantile Bank, I went to Mercantile Bank and said, hey, you want to be the bank in the game? And he's like, yes, but what if you got more banks to be on board with that? And then you'd have more money for kids programs. And I was like, you don't mind having more banks? He's like, no, let's go for it. So we've got more banks. And, you know, Mark Hayes over at I got my Marks First and then
right.
State Street and First.
Right.
All these guys come together because they know that all of the dollars that they put into this are going straight into kids programs. So thanks to the sponsors, the printing of the board is covered, and every board that we serve basically is half a classroom.
Yeah.
So if you buy a board, you took half a classroom of kids on an arts field trip this year.
Yeah.
How fun is that? So buy two boards.
Yeah.
Take a whole class and enjoy it too, because we are aiming for a December 1st pickup, or $10 if I need to mail it.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps promising gift wrap. Maybe if you're really nice to me, I will try it really
all
hard.
Right, all right. And that's Mark Hayes at Home Bank. I just wanted to get the plug in for him. So,
Mark Hayes at Home Bank, Turpin at Mercantile Bank, Scott Smith at State Street Bank, and Alan Schaefer at First Bankers Trust.
That's a nice song.
I know. I think this should be a little banker jingle.
There you
but
go.
But that's cool. You know, I think that's important because... they could be competitors, but they're all part of this community, and they all want to see kids succeed, and they don't care. They want that to happen.
Right.
And I think of, like, your Knapp Heights. Knapp Heights are our major sponsor for the game. What event have you ever been to in Quincy, Illinois, where Knapp Heights hasn't been involved? I mean, talk about generosity. If you make it in the business world, you don't have to give back, but they choose to give back, and that makes me super happy, not just for our fundraiser, but every fundraiser that they're willing to put a few bucks behind.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great thing to see, and it's going for a great cause, too. So way to go, community, to step up. So get that board game and help send more kids to art field trips this year.
This year, yeah. This is all about this school year. We wanted to plug that hole from our, like I said, some of our federal funding went away. I want all these kids, and this is every K-5 kid in the whole county, not just in Quincy, not just public schools, parochial schools, private schools,
mm-hmm.
homeschools even got a chance. We're doing special stuff for the kids that have to have sensory-friendly things. We're trying to do it all, so
yeah.
Help me out.
Exactly. Help her out. Now, a couple of things coming up that folks want to know about, and this one's coming up tomorrow evening. You'll finally get to look and see what the organizations have been doing there at 501 Hampshire. We're talking about the new headquarters for the district, for Grediff, as well as for the Chamber.
I know. This one makes me a little sad as the last one standing at the Ogle Lindsay Center, but... you guys should still go check it out at 501 Hampshire, the former WGM building, where the Chamber and Grediff and the district have moved. All the executive directors will be there, and the employees. There'll be appetizers, drinks, and a tour of the new spot. I guess they probably moved all the radio studio out of there, so I haven't been in the new building myself.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit to the east there.
To the east there, right.
Back where it started, so yeah.
Yeah, I kind of missed that little spot on the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of things going on, and of course they have big events calendars for each one of those groups. The district's also selling tickets for their feast in the Heart of Quincy, all of that information will be there too.
Yeah, so that's going on. Friday, this is a really neat thing going on at the Arts Center. It is a retrospective for somebody. When you hear their name, the first thing that you don't think of is, oh, they're quite an accomplished artist.
That's right. Joe Conover is one of the icons of the Quincy art scene, and he will be displaying some of his favorite works, but also some things that people haven't seen yet. He does a process that's called encaustic, and encaustic is sort of a unique multi-layered medium where they put pigmented wax onto either prepared wood or canvas or sometimes other materials, and then color is added on top. It's a really, really cool process, and it's unique. You don't see a lot of it, that's his most common type of art. So the exhibit's open through October 25th, so there's time to see it, but that opening exhibit is always when you get to meet Joe and talk to him and learn a little about it. So that's Friday from 6 to 8 at the Quincy Art Center.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, Sandra and everybody there, you won't have like a refreshing libation during that evening. No, they don't believe in fun.
Yeah, no, there will be some wine, yeah. I imagine, yeah, because what's art without a glass of wine?
Exactly. It's just you further appreciate it better. So that's what. But no, they are gracious hosts there, and they welcome you there, and it's absolutely free too.
Absolutely free.
And I talked about this before, but it bears repeating. This Saturday, it's the annual Labor Day holiday tradition. It is Grace and June's Lemonade Stand for Good.
That's right. That's going on Saturday from 9 to 11 at across from the Illinois Veterans Home entrance at Hardy's Radiator. That's on North 12th, like 12th and Locust, I would say.
Right by the Vets Home.
Right
yeah.
by the Vets Home. And Grace and June Hendrian are the leaders of Lemonade Stand for Good to benefit the Salvation Army. Kids across the area are encouraged to set up their own stands outside their homes or local businesses. The Salvation Army provides each of these kids with a startup kit and a little red kettle and a tablecloth and all of that. And those proceeds go directly to Salvation Army's family services that supports people in need that are experiencing homelessness or hunger through great comprehensive assistance and resources. We've raised more than $33,000 here in Quincy to help feed the hungry since that program's inception.
Yeah, it was just a wonderful start how everybody was so generous to them, and then it was like it took off, and then the Salvation Army says, you know, this is something we need to look into, and they did that a few years ago.
Right.
Now it's just more successful than ever, so and it's getting to the point where these girls are going to be going off to college here eventually.
It's true, so we'll have to see who steps in next. I'm sure somebody will step up, so for sure.
You know what? It could be like what they do in Hannibal on the 4th of July with the Tom and Huck, Becky. You could be the honorary Grace and June for the Lemonade
Stand. That would
be
lovely. Yeah, absolutely.
So feel free to borrow that idea. You help yourself to that one here.
All right.
Yeah, and another thing we talked about again, but it's a great part of the bicentennial celebration. The Schoolhouse Tour, and another edition is coming up for you Saturday afternoon.
That's right. The bicentennial celebrations are rolling along. This next Schoolhouse Tour features on the Quincy Parochial Schools. Retired educators Paul and Jane Moody are really offering a unique opportunity to explore all of Adams County's educational legacy. Each of the tours has included these visits to the preserved schools or even current schools. They have lots of educational materials from the time that the schools were in place and stories from the past. So they have done extensive research to make that happen.
Yeah.
So upcoming dates in addition to the Unit 2 at Liberty this weekend include Camp Point next weekend and Quincy Public Schools on September 27th. So
yeah.
Check all that out at AC200.org.
.org.
Yeah. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
And get your tickets. You know, everybody's talking about the Beach Boys, but can I tell you what I'm excited about for the finale?
Tell me what you're excited about for the finale.
The Air Force and Army bands are both going to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Heck yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I've seen the 144th before, the Army band. I have not seen the Air Force band, but these are best of the best musicians. This is on before the Beach Boys. I think it starts at like 3:00. You'd have to check the schedule to be sure. But, you know, the Beach Boys are the headliner for some, but for me, a good military band, we don't get to see that around here very often. So get on out, see that entire schedule for September 6th, which is just coming right at us like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost at the end of August.
Yeah, a week from Saturday. So, yeah. And veterans in Adams County, if you contact the Veterans Assistance Commission of Adams County, you've already been contacted about it. But if you want to go, just contact the VAC. You'll get in absolutely free.
That's right.
So, yeah,
right.
Contact them. If there's anything that you have a question about in what you've just heard or other things coming up, because it's, again, you know, busy time of year between now and the end of October and really into November and December, too, all you need to do is go online to Arts Quincy's website.
ArtsQuincy.org. We've got a great magazine coming out here in just a couple of days. You can still hop on and make sure you're getting that magazine at home. It is free to receive the magazine. And we have 600 events from now until the end of the fiscal year that I want to talk about.
Wow.
So 600 events and club meetings, and there's always something for somebody.
You're going to have to come back then.
I will just keep coming back until they kick me out.
All right. We'll talk a little smack about Taylor Swift ruining your annual meeting, too.
Man, so. I mean, of all the times.
Of
for her
all to... the times. How rude.
Would you expect this during the noon hour? I feel like this is an after-dinner situation. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. That should be evening news stuff, not noontime stuff.
Noontime? Everybody was busy? I don't know.
And it's for something that happened 2 weeks ago.
That's the thing. Really?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, at some garden in Lee's Summit.
Oh, well. Lee's Summit, Missouri?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
How did I miss that?
I don't know, but, you know, like you, Laura, when you think of romance, you think of Lee's Summit in suburban Kansas City.
I didn't mean to make a face, but yeah. You called me on the radio face, like, so I can make a face without this.
That's okay. No. Yesterday, I made a face like that. Smoothie King has new smoothies out, including their ketchup smoothie.
Okay, what now?
Yeah, there's a ketchup smoothie.
Oh, God.
Apparently, Nora tried it and was like, yeah, I tasted fruit. I did not. I tasted just ketchup.
Ew, it's got vinegar in it. That would be weird.
And yeah. as another guest was coming up, I'm having this, and I'm making the same face.
The face of
what have I put in my mouth here?
I mean, I love Taylor. I love Taylor. I love the love story. We needed the love story. It's just during my annual meeting. That's something else.
That's uncalled.
You just don't expect that.
Yeah, that is all
of the interruptions that you expect during your annual meeting.
Exactly.
You just expect some board member going off the rails or something. But no, everybody got.
At least they were polite and just looked at their phones instead of shouting, huzzah!
But y'all I'm like, what's going on? What is it? Like, something happened? Like,
yeah.
I'm glad it was a good thing. I'm glad it was, like, not a scary thing.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very, very
but
true.
But it looked at their phones and something's gone wrong. No.
Yeah. Laura Sievert, Executive Director of Arts Quincy, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back here next Wednesday.
Thank you.
And let's hope no celebrities interrupt any of the things that you're doing.
Thank you.
All righty. 9:33. We'll take a break. We'll have our first update on the commodities, markets, and more coming up here on the talk show on WTAD. Welcome back to the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, distributed by Refreshment Services Pepsi. Coming up on 9:38, glad to have this person back in to the studio. It's Amy Peters, Executive Director of the Quincy Children's Museum. Glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Now, of course, the weather's turning a little bit better here in September, and you're going to be quite busy.
We are. September kind of wraps up our season of traveling all over the region for community events, and we have quite the lineup for next month. So.
Yeah, and you've got a couple of new exhibits, too,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, we do. So over here on 4th Street at our location, we're always kind of evolving and changing what we have to offer families, and so we have a couple of exhibits that we allow the community to help support and sponsor, and so we have two new ones that we just opened up. One is a partnership with Nutrition HQ. It's just the Nutrition HQ experience, and
sure.
Kiddos have the opportunity to lift some big barbells and do a sit and reach kind of stretch activity, make smoothies, all that kind of fun stuff. Talk about some healthy vitamins and minerals and nutrients, which that's been kind of a different fun thing to try out. And then right next door to that is a partnership with Crawford Retirement Group, and it's called the Office Experience. So we've got a computer and a filing system and all this stuff for kids to get in there, little suit jackets and briefcases where they get to role play that they're working in the office, and it's really fun.
Do you scare the kids and say, you'll do this every day for the rest of your life?
No, but what's fun is Megan and her team over at Crawford, they like printed checks for the kids, and they've got the stamps like past due and paid and all that good stuff. So it's fun. And, you know, kids, we've got a lot of families that maybe a parent or a caregiver works remotely, so they see some of that stuff at home, and they're probably not allowed to touch any of it, and so when we invite children and families in to have those kind of experiences, it's fun. They get to role play, and it's a good time.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the Children's Museum. If something is there, they are definitely allowed to touch it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I have to tell you something personal. Earlier this month, I did a remote broadcast for another station at Nutrition HQ. They had a big event.
Yes.
They had a big event
yes.
there with their tents and everything. I got to tell you, I felt so out of place. Only because The staff there at Nutrition HQ, they take their physical health very seriously.
Absolutely.
They work at it, and they're wonderful physical specimens. And then here am I coming in, you know, a guy who enjoys food, you know, walking around going, oh, hey bros, how you do? You know, it was like, you talk about standing out like a sore thumb.
Oh, but you know what? They are welcoming and love everyone, so that's the good part. There's always room for improvement.
Oh, yeah, lots of improvement.
As I sip on my Mountain Dew.
Well, you know, you're getting going on a long day, so you need that. But no, they are the nicest people.
Yes.
They really are.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, recommend that you go see them as well. So those are the new exhibits that your kids get to experience for themselves. And part of the neat thing about this is that not only do you have, you know, kids coming into the temporary location there on the west side of the square on North 4th. You also go out and travel to a lot of places, a lot of community events, just to kind of get people knowing who you are and what you guys offer.
Yep. So we have built great relationships with a lot of different kind of events here that happen locally.
Mm-hmm.
We are always invited to new events, and we actually have had to start turning down events just because our calendar is so full. But yeah, it's nice to be able to be there and be an alternate for, you know, I won't hate on a bounce house. I love a bounce house, but only so many kiddos can be in there at a time. And so to offer some kind of an alternate that's maybe, you know, a little more
stimulating.
I don't even know, because kids need to bounce too. So
yeah,
it complements each other. But again, just being able to offer something that, you know, 10 years ago wasn't around. You know, you drag your kids to these events. We've got Maker's Market coming up, and we've been at, I think, every single Maker's Market. But families know they can bring their kids to these events, that there's something for the kids, that the kids get to be familiar with and get to experience. We've done Blues in the Park, Blues in the District the last 4 years. And again, it's just been exciting to get to see families come back time after time, and they say, you know, before they just kind of had to sit with us, and now they at least have something to look forward to as well.
Right,
so
that was,
it's been good.
That was, you kind of took over the southwest part of the corner of the park there.
So sorry to the people that sat there before we arrived.
Well, it's all right, because, you know, there's only, you know, the kids aren't going to quite grasp the whole concept of the blues yet, so, you know, it gives them something to do. And,
yeah.
You know, and it gives the parents a break, because it's like the most loving parents.
Mm-hmm.
Need a break sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and they get to enjoy the music too. And the kids, I mean, we saw a lot of time, like, the families would sit kind of right next to us, and, you know, can still totally see the kids. Parents can come over, you know, guardians can come over and play with their kids too, but also just let the kids be a kid and not have to worry about interrupting your enjoyment of the event itself.
Exactly. So you're going to be at a lot of places. I'm seeing something here in your notes that you are wonderful enough to provide me, Amy, is field trips starting next month.
Yes. So we are so fortunate to be able to welcome field trips into the museum. We have daycares and even some of the community, like, day programs for some other adults have come in before. But schools, start booking now. It's not too early. We will have our spring calendar open as well. But bring those kiddos in. Come on a field trip. We actually have a group of 66 students from Clark County, Missouri, so Cahokia. They're coming back for the second year. And I looked last night. That's 1 hour and 8 minutes away from the museum. And so, yeah, we're really excited to be able to offer those kind of things, to continue offering them. We do try to post on our social media when you can expect a crowd at the museum. And so some families like to come when there's a field trip, if their kiddos don't get to interact with a lot of other kids. Some families like to avoid the museum. We understand and can empathize with both. So check our social media. We'll start posting when we have field trips going on. But encourage educators and friends to get those on the books.
For those field trips from schools and daycare centers and things like that, do you kind of coordinate with them in terms of what exactly the kids may see, you know? Or do you say, we're here, come on by?
Yeah. We do try to coordinate it, like I said, just to have the schedule and know kind of what's going on. But we tried doing some, like, program specific in our current space right now. It's just kind of works out best for us to just let the kids come in and have some open play and explore and get to check it all out. You know, our upstairs changes every quarter, so right now it's a camping theme. And so, yeah, when you come in on a field trip, the kids get to experience the whole museum.
Very, very nice. We're at 9:45. My guest is Executive Director of the Quincy Children's Museum, Amy Peters. We've got a lot more to talk about, including their efforts to get the money raised to build their permanent location. So we'll talk about that and a lot more here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee on WTAD. Welcome back to the talk show here on WTAD, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, distributed by Refreshment Services Pepsi. 9:48, my guest to my left is Executive Director of the Quincy Children's Museum, Amy Peters. And you are, of course, going to take advantage of the fact that September has normally very good weather for this part of the country. You've got a big mobile schedule coming up, and
yes,
you're going to be a lot of places.
Yeah, just about every Saturday we will be somewhere. But we've got a couple weeknight events, too. We're going to be this Friday at Grace's Place in Liberty, celebrating their anniversary, and we'll have some fun activities for the kiddos to do. The QHS versus QND soccer. This year we are the recipients of their fundraising efforts, and so we'll be there before the game. That's coming up on the 11th. Oktoberfest, the big bicentennial celebration, Makers Market, Horizons Bands and Barbecue event, the Be Like Grace event at the Oakley Lindsay Center, and then the Dancer Love Foundation's Row Raiser event. If you've never been to that event, it is fun. Really fun.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
I'm not an expert. I'm not a rower.
That's okay.
But they have it at Washington Park. It's the Dancer Love Foundation, so they support all of these athletes that they have in their community. And basically everyone comes together and rides these rowing machines. Everyone's dressed up really fun. There's all the black lights and neon paint. But we do some stuff with the kiddos. There's music and giveaways. It's a party. So that's our last. I think we might have one or two things going on in October, but we're going to go out with a bang and party with the dancers.
There you go.
At the Row Raiser.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially for you people in shape.
yeah, that's me. He's talking about me, everyone.
I was talking about me, too, is what I was mainly hinting at. But, of course, a big part of what you're doing here is fundraising, not only for your permanent new place, but other things that new initiatives that you've got as well. You've got one called Fetch the Funds. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So when we moved into our location a couple of years ago, or about this time of year, 2 years ago, we didn't have copious amounts of money, and so we built these exhibits for families to come and enjoy. We bought some exhibit components from Fort Madison and a couple other museums, and then we used a lot of like store-bought Amazon, Melissa and Doug type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we've slowly been making improvements to all of our exhibits over the last 18 months. We obviously have been super happy with the attendance and the volume of families that have come in to visit, so we're continually trying to make improvements. One of our most loved exhibits is our vet clinic. Kiddos get to come in and take care of the animals. There's dogs,
sure,
and lizards and cats. They're all fake.
Wouldn't know. Yeah, yeah, and they all need to have a stethoscope applied
yes,
to them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And so we are really excited. We have an incredible manufacturer that's over in the Hamilton area. It's Cooper Lake Millworks, and they built out our infant and toddler nook, and we were so pleased with it, we asked them to build some kennels for us. And so in the next couple of weeks, we'll be having new kennels. We're going to have new pets arriving because our pets are looking a little damaged after 40,000 visitors.
Yeah.
So they've seen some love. They need to move on. And we've got some new pets coming in. And so, yeah, right now for some of our members and visitors and just families wanting to help support those efforts of bringing this new vet clinic to life, we launched a Fetch the Funds campaign back in June, and we're still collecting some donations to help support that vet clinic renovation.
Very nice. And that's up on the website, right?
It is.
QuincyChildrensMuseum.org.
Yes.
So, check that out because you've got everything up there, your calendar, where you're going to be and all that stuff.
Lots of information on the website.
Yeah. And the main fundraising, though, continues because, you know, for your permanent site, you know where it's going to be. You've got that. But it's like, to really fully, I imagine, fully realize your view and your dream of it, it's going to take a little bit of money.
Yes. And we, you know, we get this question all the time. When are you going to be open? What's the status? What's going on? I don't see anyone working over there. And so I try to convey to the public and to anyone that talks, we do have a lot going on. Stop by and visit our current location any day, but we're currently in a design development and schematic design phase for our architects and engineers and contractor friends, getting all of our ducks in a row, figuring out what it's going to take to get the building ready, but also getting those blueprints and everything drawn up so that once we hit our fundraising goals, we can go and get that construction rolling. The building, we really have done kind of this phased approach. The first phase was getting it cleaned out. The next phase was securing it, putting the new roof on the top of the building. And so right now it doesn't look like a whole lot's going on there at the location, but just know a lot is going on behind the scenes, and we're doing a ton of prep work. I've had 2 site meetings in the last 2 weeks, and so there is a lot of stuff happening. You might not see the excavators and the cranes, but we all know that there's a lot that kind of goes into the process leading up to that. So we're making decisions. I looked at flooring samples last week. We've been figuring out the layout of what exhibits go where. We earlier this year switched to a phased approach for actually occupying the building. So our current fundraising goal is $4 million so that we can move into that first floor. And we're well on our way to that goal. So hopefully in the next 6 months, we have a good update for everyone.
And the fact that you are working with blueprints and architects and things like that, that's going to give you a better idea of where your final fundraising total is going to be, because once you're done with that, you'll kind of be able to get more of an accurate price tag.
Right. So we've been doing cost estimating the whole time, figuring out, you know, exactly what we need. So if you sit down with me at a fundraising meeting or at a donation, I can tell you exactly where we're spending those dollars, where the HVAC and the plumbing and the electrical and all that stuff comes into play, but then also the windows and the doors and all that fun stuff that, you know, it's easier to say, hey, I want to give you some money for some new dogs and cats for the vet clinic, whereas nobody's, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork. People are supporting us, absolutely, but it's not as fun for us to, you know, just ask the public, hey, give us $5 for a new stethoscope versus give us $500,000 for a new HVAC system.
Right, and that's on top of the fact that you probably had to spend a really good amount of money to get that roof fixed.
We did. But it should last a few years now. Quite a few. I think it's got a 50-year warranty. So
I'm knocking on expensive broadcast equipment. So,
yes, he is.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and make that work. So, yeah, a lot of planning. So I'm sure you've got a time schedule in your head of when you want it to open. You probably don't want to reveal that just yet, but you're kind of hoping that you're thinking, well, we're here, and then hopefully things will continue and we'll get to where we want to be.
Yeah. And I always kind of just say that timeline is fluid. It's 100% dependent on the fundraising that happens. Had I won Powerball the other night, you know, it'd be done in 18 months. But I don't think that I did win that.
Yeah.
If I do, it's news to me. We keep that timeline fluid in that we're going to continue fulfilling our mission here on 4th Street. We're going to continue offering programming and fulfilling that, you know, that need that our community had. So I just encourage people, don't wait for the big building. We've got an incredible children's museum here in Quincy that we've had visitors from 44 different states come. And some people, you know, come every single week, once a week. Some people come multiple times a week. And so, I'd like to say in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll be open. My kids are not getting any younger and I'm not having any more. So I want them to enjoy it just as much as everyone else. So I think you you walk into our doors and you get a feeling for how special the Children's Museum is. And so it's really easy to fall in love with the whole idea and the concept of it being bigger and better and permanent.
Right, exactly. And the fact that you're doing this, mm-hmm. you know, you're running the place over on North 4th Street while planning for this big building here just a couple of blocks, you know, to the west, and raising your family mm-hmm. all at the same time, it's just you're doing a wonderful job on so many fronts. And it's just a matter of, you know, that must be so hard just to keep things straight.
Oh, I've got a wonderful team around me. I've got a great husband and great kids and great staff over there at the museum that really keep things rocking and rolling when I'm not there. I just give credit where it's due that it's not my doing and that, you know, this was definitely a project that has been inspired and poured into by a lot of people and, Yeah,
because you're not going to see anything like this for like 75, 100, 150 miles.
110.
Okay.
110.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Of course, the big question of the whole interview, Amy, is this. The dinosaurs, are they still around?
They are. They're riding around. You know, I joked with Mary a couple of months ago that I need to have someone mount one of the dinosaurs in the back. I think that might be our fall fundraising. If I put one of those dinosaurs and just drive around and put a QR code, maybe.
I got an idea.
Okay.
either on your website or the Facebook page, have somebody sponsor Dinosaur Cam.
Okay.
And just leave a camera on the dinosaurs all the
okay.
time. Yeah, and they can just sponsor it there.
Keep the dinosaur cam. What are the dinosaurs doing?
Dinosaur cam,
have
exactly.
Have fun with that.
Keep, you know.
We're looking for a sponsor for our new dinosaur cam. If anyone's interested, give us a call.
Just contact Amy Peters, amy@quincychildrensmuseum.org, and, you know, she'll work it out for you. So, folks, yeah. So progress is ongoing for the new permanent location. It's on the way. It's just a big undertaking that Amy and everybody is doing right now at the Quincy Children's Museum. Thank you so much. Much,
Thanks for having us.
Always, always. Looking forward to having you on here again next month. So, yeah.
Yeah,
very, very good. Hey, coming up tomorrow for you on the talk show, we'll talk it over with Don O'Brien from the Better Business Bureau about some scams you need to watch out for. And then we'll talk to a local author, Robert Turek. He's got a new book out, so we'll find out more. It's a bit of a mystery as well. So we'll give you all the details about that tomorrow on the talk show here on WTAD. Stay tuned. The Ramsey Show is next. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.